The Egyptian delegation headed by Prime Minister Madbouly arrived in Khartoum Saturday with the goal of improving cooperation between the two neighboring countries amid rising tensions over the Grand Ethiopian Renaissance Dam. At a joint news conference Saturday, the two leaders say Cairo and Khartoum agreed to share water resources and irrigation, extend electricity distribution, and increase trade between the two nations. The two leaders also said they would initiate projects to foster economic growth in both countries. Al-Madbouly says Egypt is committed to supporting the Sudanese transitional government and help it achieve lasting peace and economic prosperity.
We are committed to offer all sorts of possible support to our brothers in Sudan in many sectors during this crucial time as part of our solidarity to serve the Sudanese people. We are ready to offer support to the flood-affected families, health sectors and other developmental sectors such as electricity and water resources and irrigation.
Sudan, Egypt and Ethiopia have agreed to present draft proposals over the management of Addis Ababa's giant Nile hydroelectric dam within 2 days, according to Sudanese officials from the Ministry of Irrigation and Water Resources. In a statement released yesterday, the ministry said, after lengthy discussions, the attendees decided to resume negotiations on Tuesday to work on unifying the text of the agreement submitted by the three countries. Sudan Information Minister Faisal Muhammad Saleh said Saturday that Sudan and Egypt are in agreement that negotiating with Ethiopia is the only way to resolve disputes over the dam. Speaking in Arabic, Saleh said it would be wrong for Ethiopia to make decisions on how to operate the Nile River dam without consulting Sudan and Egypt.
The two sides to warn against any unilateral procedures before reaching an agreed document among the three countries in regard to Nile water. The two sides also reiterated their commitment to the negotiation as the only means in achieving the interests of the people in this region, and they are confident towards success of the current intervention of the African Union in the talks.
Saleh says the two leaders outlined principles which could help during the African Union-sponsored talks.
They had agreed on principles of a just usage of the Nile without causing any damage on any side based on the related international law. The two sides also reiterated the importance of agreeing on an effective and binding dispute settlement mechanism and coordination mechanism between the three countries to ensure safety for the operation of all water installations and projects that might be affected by the dam.
Acting Sudanese Foreign Minister Ambassador Omar Gamaradin told the Sudan News Agency in Arabic Sunday that the upcoming meeting will focus on presenting a draft agreement by all three countries on operation of the $4 billion dam.
ممثلي الدول المختلفة.
We are expecting consultants from the African Union to help the three countries in drafting the agreement.
Egypt and Sudan view the dam as a threat to their vital water supplies, while Ethiopia considers the dam crucial to its plan of economic development. For VOA News, I am Michael Atit in Khartoum.